afternoon, and welcome back to the second half of We the People Radio. It is September 5th, 2021, and my name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff, and our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery, our local John Deere Ag and Turf dealer.
You did that without breathing.
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
I'm practicing.
Okay, sorry, as you were.
So now you broke my train of thought. Pape Machinery is everything John Deere. They got tractors, implements. If you need to do some work on your farm or your ranchette, go up and see them. They can get you fixed up. Or if you need something worked on, go see their service department. They work on all makes up there. And great parts department, a lot of inventory there, nice showroom. You can go in and check out all the products. They also handle Honda generators and steel power products, pretty good inventory there. They're located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. Go up and see them or give them a call at 226-9226 or catch them on the web at papemachinery.com. There you go.
Travis thought I was going to blow that one. Oh, no. Oh, no. I was ready.
Oh, yeah. I saw you.
I can dish it out, but I can totally take it. Oh, my goodness. All right. So, Julie, honestly, this mess of the mandates and all that stuff. Tell me this. How long have you – I don't actually have a date on here. When did you guys start Arizona Stands Up?
It was last, we were transitioning from Americans for Truth and Freedom to Arizona Stands Up to be co-branding with the other states. This probably mid, late August last year, so we're like already at a year, I think, almost a year.
Wow.
Since we've been doing this, and we've learned a lot, you know, things that have worked and that hasn't worked, so we're, you know, we can help other states, you know, start doing it. We're collaborating right now with Ohio Stands Up and New Mexico Stands Up to create a process that we've all learned things already, what's failed and what's worked, to help other states actually stand up. And we do have an umbrella, AmericaStandsUp.org, where we just put the groups in other states that are doing similar things that we are, just so people can connect. We just put them on the website. We just, you know, get them up there, and we're helping other states get started as well, you know, fighting back like we are. But there's a lot of great groups out there that are fighting because they're waking up going, oh, my gosh, we're, you know, we literally are losing our liberties and our humanity and our lives, and there's no going back. There's no going back to, you know, the happy, nice days that we had, you know, a year and a half ago. We're going into something totally new and different.
Oh, yeah.
We literally just have to fight for it. And I'll tell you about the paperwork process in a second, but I had some of the first notices and affidavits that we've been doing for months. I had one lady email me back, one of our volunteers, going, hey, I have people that want to do this, but, you know, they want to know, okay, do they have to put their name on it? You know, can they just send it in, you know, incognito? And I just had to sit down and shake my head and respond as, you know, that kind of a question is exactly why we're here right now.
Yep.
We're watching communism roll in. And if somebody asks me, is it okay if I don't put my name on it, is telling me you're not willing to stand up. And I said, we're at a point now where we're fighting for our kids and grandkids' future at this point because we've had the freedom and they're not going to if we don't do something. And I said, what are you going to do when your kids come to you after communism is fully installed? What are you going to tell your kids to come to you and say, you know, mom and dad, you know, you had the freedom. You know, what did you do for me during that time that this was happening? And you're going to have to tell your kids, why I didn't do anything. I was afraid of the government. I was afraid for my job. That's what you're going to have to tell your kids.
Yep.
And your grandkids. Because if everybody doesn't stand up right now, it's over with.
Yeah.
This has to be a massive, massive, peaceful noncompliance and everybody working together to get this done because it's all disappearing and we're watching it disappear.
Yeah, it's a steamroller right now. I mean, it's coming at us fast.
And, really fast.
And I think, you know, I'm finding people that I never would have thought would really speak out on a lot of what's going on. it's the first thing they want to talk about. Did you hear about? And it's, yeah, I did. You know, what are we going to do about it?
Well, my other pet peeve is that we have a lot of people, well, I'm going to get a fake vaccine card. I'm going to, you know.
It's no.
That actually doesn't solve the problem, folks.
It doesn't, no. It's not going to work in like a month or two anyway, because they're putting together the digital passports. The fake vaccine cards will work for like a month, and then it's not going to work anymore.
But the thing is, if we don't all stand up, I mean, I really need to look it up. I should know this. Who said that if we don't, we'll hang together
if we don't stand together.
I looked right at Bill, and then you erased my mind.
Yeah.
Bill mind controlled me right there, so.
Yeah. No, it's
we'll hang together
so
or
much,
we're going to hang separately. Boom.
Yeah.
Got it. It came back.
Yeah, there you go.
I looked away.
There's just so much stuff happening. I mean, even with the kids. I mean, now they're really pressing hard to get the kids vaccinated because, you know, it's safe. Just go ahead and give them a shot of something you don't know what's going to do to them in 5 years. I mean, it's okay.
And we have a great God-given immune system, and we already know there's a 99.9% survival rate of everybody that even gets COVID.
Sure.
So there's the first part. The kids don't even get it or die from it. I mean, it's like a 0.00001%, whatever it is. It's insane. We have a beautiful God-given immune system that even when I look at, you know, 1984, we're watching 1984 unravel, and Winston is literally in the background changing history. And you look at just from a couple months ago on the CDC website, it talked about what herd immunity is. We all know what herd immunity is. Well, now herd immunity is based on vaccination status. So history is being changed. History is changing. You know, you can't find, you know, it took me when I was putting together our packet of documents looking for the Nuremberg Code, because we're literally dealing with that again. And Reiner Fuhlmich is working on, you know, Nuremberg 2.0. It took me, I don't know how many tries searching the internet to get the full Nuremberg Code. I'm like, this shouldn't be this difficult to get this document that talks about our rights and how they cannot do this to people. Like, we've already gone through this. We went through this with the trials in the Nuremberg trials against what happened in Nazi Germany. We've already gone through this. And, you know, when a generation disappears, they're able to make this happen again. But the kids and more people have died even from this, and the masking of kids and what it's going to do to the social and emotional, you know, just the growth of these babies and toddlers that have watched people be masked for a year and a half. What's that going to do to their, you know, mental capacity 20 years from now? There's just so much evil that's happened from this that it's unbelievable.
Yeah, there's so much that we don't even know right now. As far as the effects of this, physically, psychologically, this is not a good thing.
Well, it is very much a social experiment. I should post the video someone sent me about mass delusion, and it was they were looking at Salem witch trials more so than the World War II scenario. But in the Salem witch trials, they convinced everybody if they rounded up the witches that would save their communities. That would, so it's like everybody was finger pointing, and I'm like, that looks strangely familiar.
Yeah, it's
we've
mass,
done this before.
It's mass hysteria,
and it doesn't end well.
Yep.
Somebody did a really good. It's a 20-minute video. I'll find it and post it on today's thing.
And we're watching what's happening. So, you know, Australia's gone. They're just gone. They're under control. They're like the first one besides Israel that are now under, you know, the new world order and structure. They're already building quarantine camps. We've already seen here in the U.S. there's already quarantine camps that have been built in Washington State, in, I think, Tennessee, and I'm trying to think where the other one was. There's another state where they're already at. And it's obviously not for quarantining the vax. They're going to be quarantining the people that are fighting against us. So this needs to be mass noncompliance on the people's part to stop this. And you've already seen, you know, in France, they're already using the vaccine passports. People can't get groceries. It's coming down really fast.
Oh, sure.
I think we tilt, you know, it tilted maybe, I could feel it maybe a month and a half ago. I felt it over the edge because I feel what's happening. And we tilted. We went over the edge. And we're watching, like you said, the steamroller. you know, going down. I think of that kid's book, you know, the little engine that could. We've been going on the uphill all the way. I think I can. It's been that, and we got to the top of the mountain, and now I know I can. It's coming down the other side, and it's coming down fast.
Well, they're taking kids out of the house, out of the home in Australia if they're not vaccinated. I mean, that's coming here.
It's already here. It happened in Michigan.
Yeah, I heard back there they sent letters out to parents and said they had X amount of time to do it, or the health department was going to come knock on their door and they're going to remove their child.
Yeah, because the kid was supposedly exposed to COVID, and they sent the letter to the family going, we're going to come and get your kid. It's already happening here.
Yeah,
people need to wake up.
I hope people will wake up when that hits their doorstep.
Well, the brutal part is if you wait until then, I don't think it's a...
It's too late.
Yeah, I don't think it takes a whole lot of thought to realize that. Yeah, by then you're kind of doomed. Besides that, I think we have to recognize it for what it is. And I did just post it's called The Killing of the Mind, and it was an after school thing on mass psychosis that I was looking at, and. That's what we're looking at. I mean, that's what we're seeing, how an entire population becomes mentally ill. When you see people getting hysteric, in hysterics because you're not, wearing a mask or, you talk to them about the shot or whatever, there's more to it than that.
Yeah. We're a giant petri dish to begin with. They're doing whatever they want to us, and it's been going on for decades, if not hundreds of years, preparing for this time in history for this to happen, and we're here, and we're going to have to do everything we can to fight it before it takes over. So the documents that we're giving the medical professionals to hold their ground. So we started with a phase 1, phase 2, and phase 1 is basically a letter. So the medical professionals and nurses and doctors and stuff are serving these on their employers. Our big medical entities here are Banner Health, Honor Health, there's Abrazo, there's Mayo, there's Phoenix Children's, there's Dignity. So those are our main big ones. And they're serving first a letter saying, hey, the first part, phase 1, is kind of being nice. It's like, all right, if you want me to take this, quote, vaccine, there's things that's experimental. I want to know, number one, you have to provide informed consent. That's part of it. Anything under emergency use authorization, and they are, all three are still under EUA. Doesn't matter if they've brought forward instead that the Pfizer one is approved. It's not. It's Comirnaty, which is a different vaccine that's not even being marketed yet. So they're lying to the people. The first one says, all right, I want my informed consent regarding everything about this vaccine you're telling me to take. And as my employer, I want to know that you're going to stand up for me if anything happens. So number one, if I get sick, you're going to take care of my health insurance as a result of, getting this shot. If I become disabled, you're going to be taking care of everything. If I die, you're going to pay my life insurance. So it's like a 3-4 page letter. And all this is on our website, azstandsup.org. All of these papers, so they have 3 to 5 days, whatever the employee wants to put on there, based on when they had their deadline for the vaccine or their exemption, to fill out that paperwork and serve it on the employer. There's also a generic religious exemption that we put as part of this that's on there. Now, they can fill out their own information and turn that in. Now, nowhere does it say, other than an employer saying you have to fill out our religious exemption. We have our First Amendment rights of freedom of religion. It doesn't matter if I'm a Christian or a Buddhist, or it doesn't matter what I am. I am free to have my religion. And you're given that freedom. It's protected under our First Amendment. It doesn't matter if an entity says you have to fill out ours. You just have to provide that religious exemption, which is what they're asking for. And then there's a receipt that is signed by the HR that it's turned into. So they're filling out these documents. They're serving it on their employer. They're saying, all right, they take it to HR, and they're signing. They have to sign it, say they received it. I want it back in so many days. A lot of the HRs just not even taken it, not touching it, which means they're serving it through certified mail, return receipt. So that's the first part. And we're already seeing on most of the exemptions that they're making them do online, there's disclaimers. They're asking questions of people regarding their religion that they have no right to ask. I mean, again, there's no rule.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing whatever the heck they want. So they're asking things, and then all of the exemptions have a disclaimer. So, like, even if your exemption's approved, we will, you know, revisit this based on the needs of the business. So they're already saying what's going to happen in the future. They're already telling them. And you're having to give that information regarding your personal religious beliefs. They, you know, you don't have to do that. But they're sending that in because that's part of the request to see if they get it approved and what they have to do if it is approved. So as far as I know, with all of the ones, we have hundreds and hundreds of employees that have been doing this over the last couple weeks. And we haven't seen one come back, one piece, one of those documents in notice to employer. And two of those documents were ones we did a lot of research looking at, ones that were really thorough. And the notice of liability, the informed consent and notice to employer, actually pulled from America's Frontline Doctors and used those because they were really thorough in what they were asking. And we put it as part of this package. So that's where those came from. The second part is if they
Hold that thought,
those,
Julie.
Go ahead.
I'm causing Travis to require blood pressure medication in there. We're late on our break. Take a really quick break. We're going to come right back with Julie Wentz. And this is one of those things that can ramp you up. But I do hope you will go to the website and check out the site for today at wethepeopleradio.us. Cheated Bill out of his part for September 5th, 2021. And look at the video about mass delusion when we get done shortly.
There you are.
And sorrow in the distance. I'm gonna trust and cast my fears aside. My life's a work that I know you'll finish. I know I'm gonna be alright. It's you I'll chase, even when I can't see your face. No matter how many skies fall down, I'm covered under the peace I've found. You're my shelter.
We need to change the website, kryptonite.com. That's what we need. We need some kryptonite. Ugh. All right, so part two.
I actually
didn't forget where we were.
I write myself little notes, too. So phase two. So that was phase one. They do those first documents. If they don't get returned, which none of them have that we know of, phase two. So phase two is basically quite a bit firmer because we need these employees to be able to stand their ground, and we need to start putting the heat and the pressure on these employers. So the affidavit that I wrote, and we've been writing notices and affidavits the last few months and serving them, the affidavit goes into not only And these are, you know, legal-sized paper, notarized documents that these employees are handing in. Goes into our rights, our God-given natural rights, our constitutional rights that are protected, and the information. So everything in there, at least for Arizona, and anyone can take it and adapt it to their state, is looking at our Arizona Constitution and our rights. It also goes into our Arizona Constitution and the liability of corporations for things that they do. It also goes into U.S. code, such as, you know, the color of law, the deprivation of rights under color of law. So there's U.S. codes in there that protects people's rights. There's U.S. Constitution that protects people's rights. It also goes into the Nuremberg Code. It goes into the emergencies authorization, what they cannot be doing. There's a lot of statistics in there. And then it also goes into deceptive trade practices and the Clean Hands Act. So both of those were put in because, number one, you know, deceptive trade practice, a simple, you know, example is like, all right, a car has 100,000 miles, but somebody switches it to 20 and you sell it that way. So that's a deceptive trade practice. And I look at when people were being handed masks to go in and shop at Sprouts. It doesn't matter if it's free or paid for. That entity is telling you something works. Well, these hospitals are saying, well, these masks and these shots work. Well, they don't. They do not do what they say they're doing. So that's considered a deceptive trade practice. And the other thing is the Clean Hands Act, which is, we know there's a lot of dirty money coming from the government into these entities to get them to do what they're doing. So all of those pieces around the Clean Hands Act is saying, we know what you're doing and we're going to expose it. So it goes into, you know, basically saying we know what you're doing. You're violating our rights on all of these levels. We know what you're doing, and we're going to hold you liable. We're going to hold you liable for what's happening. And then it goes into saying we will, when we get to that point, it'll be an arbiter of our choice because we know the system's corrupt. We know the judicial system's corrupt, and no attorneys other than a handful are standing up for people across the U.S. So everything's in there to start putting pressure on these employers. And we've actually had little tiny sparks of goodness, knowing that they're feeling the pressure. So the more employees that we have doing this, the more medical professionals, you know, firefighters, our Phoenix Fire, Tucson firefighters, the police officers, the whole front line, working to help them push back. Because if they are standing up and they're telling these employers, you're violating our rights. We're not going to do what you're telling us to do, and we're going to hold you liable for what happens. I mean, this would be, you know, I'm even telling the medical professionals, you guys need to look, find your contracts, find your employment contracts, get a copy. We know Winston's changing things online. Get a copy, get a paper copy, start holding these things and see if there's anything in your employment contract that says you have to have some medical device or shot or intervention or whatever as a condition of employment. Not only is it violating your rights, but in your employment contract, it'll say if you have to do that or not. And odds are, you know, nobody's going to have it in there because this has just came out of the blue. It's been planned, but came out of the blue. So it's giving them the pressure to stand up. And when we look at this big game of chicken, this big giant game of hold'em right now, and who, you know, basically whoever blinks first loses, one of two things is going to happen. These employers are now feeling the pressure. So we already know there's a nurse shortage. And there's probably 30 to 40%, like the numbers you guys had up on Reading, there's probably 30, 40% of these employees that are not going to take that jab. And they know they're going to get fired. And even some of the meetings I've had with some of the nurses, like I went down to one of the hospitals early one morning after they got off and we met off site, and there's about 25 of them there and teaching them this process. It's like, all right, you guys raise your hand if you're going to take the jab. Just say it now. And no hand went up. And I said, okay, you guys all know you're going to get fired, right? And they all said, we all know that. I said, all right, then let's start the game and let's change what's happening, because it's going to take everything you have to fight for your job and what's right. So all of these professionals are all in because they know what's happening. So number one, if they fire all of these professionals, they will not be able to manage care. And the whole point of hitting these systems is at their, you know, at the bottom line, where their CMS scores and money. That's all they care about. So if they fire all of these nurses, and we already have hospitals that are canceling surgeries because there's not enough staff, which is awesome. So it's already affecting them. They're doing rotating call-outs around the valley. If they fire them all, they won't be able to manage care, and they are now looking at being held completely liable for what's happening. Now, if they don't, because we're going to have to take this to that last day of when they've told them October 1st for some, November 1st, September 17th, there's a couple dates looming out there. I have to take it all the way to the end. If they don't fire them, which is the intent, is to fire them. If they don't, now they're dealing with our governor and all of his handlers above him, all the way up to the top of the global agenda that's telling them to do this. So they're now either going to have to, these CEOs and the ones running the show over these entities, they're either going to have to find their conscience and shift directions, or they're going to be held liable for everything that's going on. So we're just arming these employees with this information, and these documents made them generic enough that virtually, with the exception of, you know, even though all the big ones, Walmart, whatever, Walmart's already mandating down in Texas, that any employee could use this process to stand up. And who knows what, you know, people ask, well, what's going to happen if this happens? What's going to happen? We don't know. This is brand new. This is 24 hours at a time. We're literally taking our days, just like you guys, 24 hours at a time. We don't know where this game's going. We don't know what they're going to do next. We know what's coming. We see it. But what happens as the people start pushing back, this is a day-to-day thing. So we don't know the end result. We're doing everything we can to hold ground and to change what's happening before things shift. And then I just think I got to go down and see Dinesh D'Souza at an event a few weeks ago down in Tucson. He came in to support Kelly at Viva Coffee. Tucson's just like evil and dark, and they've just been relentless on what they're doing down there. They're actually, the Pima County Board is holding a meeting for a vote next Tuesday to mandate every single licensed health professional to mandate the jab on them and their workers. Now, we know that's completely illegal, but they're trying to do it. Now, it's not going to stop at just licensed professionals. It'll be, if this goes through, which we just have to pray against this, that it doesn't, and everybody fights this, this will go to every licensed professional. It's all coming down. People need to realize it's coming down. So Tucson's fighting a hard battle there with what's coming up. So it's every level. People have just got to stand up. But I went down to support Kelly at Viva Coffee. He's gone through a ton last year. And Dinesh was talking, and he said something towards the end of the event, and he was just saying, you know, he goes, we're coming to a time in our society where things are going to have to shift, and we're literally going to have to make an America within America. He goes, we're going to have to make a new America. And that just stuck, because not only are we going to have to watch everything shatter that we know and fall, what does the rebuilding look like? We know the government's going to have to shatter. We know industry's going to have to drop. Everything's going to have to drop. What is that? You know, is our Berlin Wall going to be a physical division, or is it going to be, you know, we're already being divided. But what does that division look like when it comes down to communities and cities and states? What does that look like? But he's right. We're going to have to rebuild. We're going to have to create a new America. So people need to be thinking, what does shifting look like? As this moves forward, and whatever's coming, people are going to have to be ready to shift and rebuild and keep America going for what it's always been.
Yeah, and I think, you know, resisting the impulse to panic, I think is going to be the hardest thing for a lot of people. Just like with the virus, you know, they got in people's faces so hard. We interviewed a guy a long time ago, and And we were talking about kind of a loony theory thing, and he called it fear porn. And yeah. I think that is what this has become. It's become fear porn. So people are glued to CNN and ABC and the Fauci and the stats. But, you know, it exists on the other side as well. The world is ending. Our freedoms are all gone. We're all going to be rounded up. I mean, people are starting to kind of lose it a little bit.
Yeah.
And people in that mindset are, they're not going to make good decisions.
No.
They're not going to be good allies, and they certainly won't win the war. So if you want to win the war, honestly, I think the initial battle happens between your ears.
Right.
And everybody's going to have to find a way to calm the panic. I don't know. You know, we've gone through a lot of things in the scope of our history. I mean, we've survived a lot of stuff. We will get through this one too. We have to take a really quick break, and we're going to come back with our guest, Julie Wentz. You are listening to We the People. Billy Joel, I thought my life would help, but unfortunately we had some technical difficulties because today is all about technical difficulties.
Billy Brown.
No, that was Bobby Brown, the second one, but my life was Billy Joel. We tried to go out with that, and then it got all gobbled up. So anyway, but that's it's funny. They wrote these songs a long time ago. Little did they know they were going to be theme songs for history. Yeah, freedom. Freedom is something we're going to have to hang on to. And so what are you finding? Are you finding people are, just from a mindset standpoint, do they feel more empowered, I would think, when there's a group standing up with them?
They feel more empowered, and more people are getting involved. I think more people are waking up. And, I mean, I literally pray almost every day, going, please let the scales fall from people's eyes so they can see what's actually happening. They need to see the truth so that they can wake up and see what's happening. It's like you need to see God. We know the end of the story, we know where we're going, but we have to fight for the truth, and we have to fight for people's freedom. So they're starting to wake up. I think a hard thing of this, I mean, even with people that I know, friends and family and stuff, is because of that inundated of the fear that happened in the beginning with the media, is they've been told what's right by the media and the government, and they've been just sucked into that whole thing. So when they start waking up and seeing what's actually happening, People's ego is huge. To admit that you've been wrong all this time, that you've been lied to, and you see what's actually happening, that's a hard pill to swallow. Not only that you've been deceived, but also to admit it and step out of that to start fighting for yourself and fighting for your kids and grandkids. So, you've got all the human conditioning going on of, what we've been doing and fighting for people, but then you have people just waking up. So they are. There's more that are getting involved. They're seeing it. And not as much just, the engagement, but people are pissed, man. They're pissed. Everybody's tired of what's happened from 2 weeks to slow the spread and the curve to 18 months and the complete annihilation of all of our rights. People are
And no end in sight.
Yeah, and it's just getting tighter and tighter and tighter.
Well, they just keep changing, this, and it started early, moving the goalpost. We were worried about how many people died. Then when those numbers didn't really, they weren't really exotic enough. Then we had to how many people tested positive, but then we found out that was kind of being cooked because if you went back 2 weeks in a row, then you counted as two people. So it's been just a statistical, anybody who's taken statistics knows that, the data is the data, but it's all about how you represent it. So.
And it's not even, they can't even put their finger on deaths or cases anymore. Everything's made up. All of this media going, oh, we have increased cases and oh, we have this Delta variant.
But then you find out they can't test for a Delta variant. So how do they know they have the Delta variant?
Right. And the virus hasn't been isolated anyway. I mean, it's all a giant lie. And then you go back and look at when these patents have been done. They patented all these variants. They patented the virus. This was back in like 2002, 2005. The whole thing with Fauci and paying, the Wuhan lab to continue to gain a function. These are all facts. You can find all these facts. This has been going on for decades preparing for this. It's all a lie and it's all to take over. So at this point, when people are fighting out the truth, they're just pissed. You look at the devastation to families and businesses and the highest now, death rate of children 10 to 14 is suicide. How many more people have died from what's happened from this than even the COVID deaths, which, 6% of the CDC numbers are actually from COVID, not with COVID, because people in the age groups that were dying had 2 to 2.5 comorbidities anyway. We deal with this every year in flu season. This is normal. But now the fear-mongering around COVID has caused everyone to lose every piece of common sense around things that we've known our entire lives.
Well, COVID-19 was scary, and then when the hysteria started to cool off a little bit, we came up with Delta. Delta is way more contagious, and now
it's sweeping the country.
Now it's the mood.
But it's the whole Greek alphabet.
The Moo variant. That's going to be a really bad one.
Lambda. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Lambda New. Wasn't that in Nerds? Wasn't that there? Wow, the things you store in your mind.
Exactly.
It's a scary place.
It's just insane. And I can't believe that Fauci is still talking and walking around.
I know.
Get over that. These people need to be tried for treason and crimes against humanity. All of the people that had a hand in this. I can't believe they're still walking around. I can't believe
people still think they have credibility. That's actually the part that blows my mind even more, is there are still people who really find you to be a heretic if you speak against Fauci. It's like, really?
It's just screaming for the truth. So that's kind of, that's where we're at, trying to help people. We're, trying to help other groups get started across the country, stand-up type groups. We're teaching what we've, done and not done that's failed and whatever's worked, and then try and create this document process and even more steps that we're working on and in different ways looking at when the shift does come, what does that look like? So, God just gives us, wisdom and discernment. We ask for it every day. Just follow the steps. What path are we supposed to be on? And just help people, because this is, we're fighting for humanity at this point, and thank God people are starting to stand up and see the truth. But literally, it doesn't matter where you live, you have got to get involved and get together with people and start, you know, fighting back. There needs to be massive peaceful noncompliance. If there's schools that are trying to mask your kids or even, you know, the mandate or of the jab or whatever, get them out. Start homeschool. You know, whatever it looks like, just stand up to what's happening.
Well, at the very least, you know, be vocal in your workplace. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't know about where you are, but in our immediate area here, most of our businesses are pretty, I don't even think, does the grocery store even have a sign up that says you have to wear a mask? I don't even think they have a sign up.
They used to. I don't know that they
do. I don't
do
think they do anymore.
Because they dropped the mask mandate. And so, but they're talking about bringing it back now.
There's a few people who wear masks. I know at church there's still four or five. But I think we're going to have to take, those little steps. It's funny, at church they roped off every other pew, you know, so that we couldn't be near each other. And so, it was a week ago. It's just dumb. It's like every other pew is empty. Yeah. So I just went over and I took the rope off and we went in. And I love taking the rope off. Just something about it makes me happy. And
she's a contrary.
It was kind of funny because some other guy was standing back there trying to figure out where to go. He walks up. He takes the rope off. He gets in. I was all, there we go.
Right.
It's catching. And the lady behind me, she was just annoyed. So she took the rope off the one behind her, even though no one was sitting there. So, I mean, that's kind of a silly example. But somebody's got to go first, bottom line.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to go first and be like, hey, look, yeah. I didn't die. I took the rope off the pew.
Right.
You know,
right.
I wasn't hit by lightning. They didn't stop mass and scream at me. I mean, nothing happened.
Right. And, you know, and I've been around, I know a bunch of people that had COVID. I'm pretty sure I had it over a 3-day period. We all lived. We all got through it. We have a great immune system. God gives us a great immune system. There's no such thing as vaccine immunity or herd immunity through vaccines. It's like we gain immunity by, you know, even when we're, you know, our kids are little, they get chicken pox, you pass it around and then you're immune. You know, it's just the way it is.
In fairness, there are some people who did die from this thing. Would they have died from the seasonal flu too? Who knows? But the truly, I don't know, for me, the truly tragic part is the people who died, like my dad, alone in a hospital where nobody could visit them.
Oh, horrible. It's horrible. That was just horrible. Absolutely horrible.
So, I mean, we have to look at, you know, a little bit of common sense. And I don't know. At some point, I think people are ready to go back to their life. They don't want to cause a big problem, but they also don't want to lose their rights. And, you know, in fairness, our law enforcement professionals, it's kind of like out here, they're closing all the national forests because of all the fires. But the fires aren't all over the national forest. I mean, closing the whole forest makes no sense. And several of the forest supervisors have said, hey, look, okay, so the forest is officially closed, but we have no money, no personnel, I mean, for law enforcement because they're all on the fires. So we can't enforce this anyway. It's a stupid rule. Don't light a campfire. You know, don't start any fires.
That makes more sense than closing the entire.
But that's kind of what we're going to have to do going forward. We can't possibly be arresting people who don't have shots and don't have masks and all that. How does that even play out?
They're already doing it. You know, they're doing it, and it's going to come here. People have to stand up for their rights. You know, it's the complying that everybody did this whole year by going along with it that's put us where we're at.
Yeah, kind of led them to believe we were going to go for it.
Exactly. So all the mask wearers that just stayed masked up, you know, and everybody that's gone along with this is why we're still in it. People have to stop complying. They have to realize that, you know, everybody has a day they die, and that day's already written. So whether it's from COVID or from a car accident, that's already done. People have to live their lives. They have
Absolutely.
To go back and take their rights back.
Yeah.
They have to take, you know, their life back and do whatever it takes to do that, because otherwise we're walking right into full communism. It's already here.
Well, they've already said the final variant will be communism.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's already here. So we've just, you know, we've just tried to help everybody we can, and we're just a little nonprofit, you know, that works on donations and people that, you know, we have volunteers that help, and there's a lot of different things. Even with our medical professionals, we're starting support and prayer groups across the valley just to give these people a place to go and talk and chat. So a lot of people are opening up their homes, they're hosting them at restaurants or whatever, but just so these people, the front line, have a place to go because they are overwhelmed. Not only are they getting harassed and at work, they have this looming thing over their head. Yeah. And they were the heroes last year, and now they're just zero. So we're just trying to support them.
And at the end of the day, we still need all our medical professionals. I mean, it doesn't
need them all.
It doesn't mean we're all going to be magically cured of everything that's out there. That just makes no sense.
And are people even realizing it's like, all right, if you get rid of all of the medical professionals, who's there to take care of people?
Yeah.
You know,
no one.
Who's going to be there? No one.
So people can go to americastandsup.org and see if there's a group in their state. So if they're outside of Arizona.
Right.
And
if they're not, they can reach out and we can help them get started.
Uh-huh.
And there's some groups in there. And then our little group here in Arizona is azstandsup.org. They can reach out that way. We've collected research for a year and a half. We have a ton of research on there. We have just a lot of information of things that we've been doing over the last
year.
And
so they don't have to start from scratch.
No. And we're trying to help everybody we can. Just from an interview I did like 2 weeks ago, we had people from multiple states reach out going, hey, you know, we want to do it here. We need your help. You know, we want to do the document process here with our, you know, employees. How do we get started? So we tried to make everything easy.
How do you want them to contact you, Julie? Is that on your site at azstandsup.org?
Yeah, there's a contact us form. That's the best way to go through. And then they can look through all the pages. All of the documents are on the notices and affidavit pages. And when you scroll down to additional resources, they can see the phase one and phase two process. There's another document we're having them, the employees fill out, another way to push back against the employers. It's a declaration of testimony, because if they're going to follow through with this, we're also going to expose what they've been doing inside the system.
Nice.
So we're just doing everything we can to help them.
Well, thanks
that.
A million for spending the time with us. Thanks, Lyle, back
Thank
there
you
in the
for
background.
Having me.
And hate to cut you off, but Somewhere Over the Rainbow is playing, so obviously.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it very
much.
It
was great having you.
Thanks a lot. You can find the show commercial free later today at WeThePeopleRadio.us.
Someday you wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind. Be where trouble melts like lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you'll find me, oh, dream that you did.